Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook. Also online at A-Law Radio. Or if you want to use our show account at Amy After Hours. We throw it out there because you have roughly 30 minutes to get your final questions in for Ask Amy Anything. There is one particular dude that asks every week, what type of car is Princess Leia? I've answered the question before. He just keeps asking. So it is funny when people post the same question and get mad at me for not answering, even though I've answered. They didn't go back and look, I guess, or didn't listen to the show. So that's one thing. The second thing is there's another guy who is constantly asking, did I get my new contract yet? It's September. Right. This company, I can't attest to other companies. This company does not offer contracts in September when you still have months to go. And also, I wouldn't sign it this early either because I still have months to go and you never know what might change between now and the end of the year. So, yeah, he keeps asking. Every week we get a couple of people who ask the same questions over and over again. And despite the fact that I answered, it doesn't seem to be enough. So those people you can avoid, Pete. You'll get to know them.
I would keep answering but change the answer.
So every week have a different vehicle?
Yes.
That's a good idea. I like it. Well, you know what? This week, Princess Leia is a Lamborghini. How about that? What would you do if I wrote Lamborghini?
I saw it in front of the building.
Did you?
Yes.
Could you imagine? I absolutely would never. This is where I draw the line. I would never have a brand new car or an expensive car to drive into New York City because you are asking for trouble.
Especially a car like that.
Yeah, no way. I remember when, was it Bart Scott who drove his Lamborghini? I think it was leased. It wasn't his, but it was either a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. And he drove it and he parked it in front of the building. And it drew such a crowd. I think that he stopped doing it. Yeah, you're asking for trouble just because it's a major city and people don't always respect one another's property.
I remember one host asking another producer to park his car, and the producer left the car on.
He left it on?
Left it on. So there's no gas when the host got out of the car.
Goodness. I mean, I'm pretty, sometimes I can be pretty scatterbrained if it's early morning, which I'm not great at, or if I got a lot on my mind, but I've never left my car running before. I've a couple of times have failed to put it into park when I thought it was done and I was ready to turn it off and the car is moving and I realized I hadn't put it into park. So I've done that before. We are excited about your questions, the new ones, the ones that we haven't already answered in the past. And so Pete's going to handle the ones from Twix. I will handle the ones from Facebook, and we'll go back and forth until we find a rhythm and Pete is ready to take over the full responsibility of it. So we're dead center of the work week. We have NFL action coming up on Thursday night. So we are getting very close to Ravens and Chiefs kicking off. And as much as there are questions for every single team, some of the questions now have been answered about the Niners. Because not only is Brandon Ayuk practicing for the first time, but now Trent Williams is with the team after he restructured his contract. And I appreciate how thoughtful he was in talking about it Tuesday, indicating that he certainly could see the perspective of the team because he's 36 years old. And how do you guarantee a bunch of money to a guy who will be 38 when the contract is done? But they did find common ground, and he was pretty clear about what he wanted in this deal.
A guy my stature, my age, you know, I thought security was important. And that was all.
Security, that was important to him, but that was really it. He also said that he didn't want to hold out. That's not how he wanted to approach this training camp, but that it was important for them to get it done. He never expected that it would take as long as it did, but he also says there's no hard feelings either.
Obviously, I didn't think that it would get this drawn out, but, you know, it's a tough business, and this was a very intricate contract. I wouldn't call it a dispute, but restructure. So it took time to get to where both sides feel like it's a win-win. We had discussions in minicamp, and kind of knew that it could draw out a little bit just because there was other people on the table that, you know, obviously was a lot of pressing needs. So, you know, I didn't think it'd go this long, but you know, it is what it is. We actually retained a really good rapport during the whole time I was away. kept in contact with John and Kyle. You know, so it was all business.
So that's good news. It wasn't acrimonious. It didn't lead to bad blood. As for Brandon Ayuk, he actually admits that he made it hard on the team, that it could have been easier if he had chosen different route or if he had chosen to make his decision more quickly. But yeah, were there times when he thought he might play for the Steelers or the Commanders or the Patriots or even the Browns?
I don't think there was times where I had to kind of, you know, get my mind right for that being a possibility. Yeah.
How do you go about getting your mind right in that situation? What do you mean by that?
Just being open to whatever may be.
He has said, though, that he wanted to stay with the Niners and that he wasn't all that interested in going somewhere else. So maybe holding out for leverage, maybe believing that he could pit both sides against the middle. He's hoping, though, that there won't be any hard feelings. I mean, he got his contract 4 years, $30 million per year. And now getting back on the field in preparation for what is a Monday night opener, so the Niners have an extra day, he'd like to put it in the past. But yeah, the idea that the team was waiting on him, not just the Niners, actually, but a bunch of other teams were waiting on him to make his choice. This certainly took a while.
Just trying to make sure we got to the right spot. Just trying to make sure that everything was covered and make sure that we were good on both sides.
Was there ever a time in this that you thought you were going to?
Oh, that sounds like the same question. So behind the scenes intel, if you will. We have new people working in our newsroom. And while I do my absolute best to get to all of the cuts before the show, I didn't have a chance to listen to that one. I did a bunch of editing of other cuts because they had the same thing where the cut started and then restarted and it was all in the same audio file. So Isaiah will need a little training at some point, I'm sure. It sounds like Isaiah didn't listen to the cuts either when he put them in there.
Well, behind the curtain even more, a lot of the cuts, some of the cuts I did.
Yes.
So I made a mistake.
I doubt it. I can't even imagine that's possible.
It
no.
Happens.
I
no. said it happens. I said it can happen. It's a matter of recovery.
Did we recover there?
Yes.
Oh, we did. Okay. Because the host covered it up.
Yes.
Actually, the host just talks about it because that's what I do. Might as well. give people a little bit of the insight about what happens behind the scenes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you missed it, John Lynch was also talking about Ricky Pearsall and what it was like to get that phone call that his top draft pick from the spring had been shot in the chest. We can bring back some of those sound bites a little bit later on. Now, the Niners were the team, the other team, if you will, in the Super Bowl, beaten by the San Francisco, beaten by, see, I'm all like, bleh, now, beaten by the Kansas City Chiefs. Eh, whatever. I mean, if people are expecting a perfect show, they've never listened before, number one. Number two, they've never tried to do this themselves. It's, yeah, there's no such thing as a perfect show, although I do aspire to that someday, maybe when I grow up and I become an adult in the room. Travis Kelce was on the other side. Remember the smooches and the reunion with Taylor Swift once he and the Chiefs had beaten the Niners? Well, now he's 35. So we were just talking about Trent Williams being in his mid-30s and wanting to have some type of security, but understanding why the team would be reticent to give him a bunch of guaranteed money. Travis isn't worried about that. Travis obviously wants to stay in shape, keep his body right. There's a lot of pounding, a lot of miles on his body. Of course, a lot of catches and a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns too. But he wants to be able to maintain the same role that he has, essentially the security blanket of Patrick Mahomes. And I've talked about this before. We'll certainly talk about it during the season. Have you ever noticed the two of them are like an old married couple who finish each other's sentences? Or, in the case of football, they finish each other's routes, right? So Patrick Mahomes will have to scramble to extend a play, and Travis knows how to find an open space where his QB can find him. And also, he would put many basketball players to shame with his V-cuts. He breaks, stops on a dime, as big as he is, and then somehow takes a zag the other way and loses his defense. I don't know how you can possibly lose a man that size in the middle of a defense, but it seems to happen fairly routinely. So yes, the coaches may want him to take fewer snaps because of his age. He is not on board with that.
No, and I probably wouldn't listen to him if they did.
And maybe Patrick wouldn't either. Though it was kind of funny, a moment that went viral during the preseason, if you remember, the Chiefs starters were playing a quarter. I don't recall which team they were playing against, but Patrick's behind-the-back pass, a la Caitlin Clark, a la Steph Curry, went viral. But he actually told us after the fact that he was ticked off. He was mad at Travis because Travis didn't run the right route. And so in order to get back at him, so to speak, he decided to pass the ball behind the back and make it harder for Travis to catch. And Travis is a completely different personality, though the two of them are also in business together. If I remember correctly, they've opened a steakhouse in their name. So they are business partners too. They are friends away from the field. Most importantly, Travis needs to stay healthy. And yeah, that can be a challenge as you get older.
Ready to rock. I've never been more excited, to be honest. I'm just, we got a great team, a great group of guys that are putting all their heart into every single day. And that's fun to be a part of.
Bring it. Let's go. I mean, he was uber critical of the Chiefs and their offense last September, October, November, on into Christmas. We talked about that Raiders game with Charles Davis. If you missed my conversation with Charles, it was great. A lot of fun, good insight. And while we can't cover everything, we did talk about some of the pertinent storylines heading into week number one. Who or what posed the greatest risk to the Chiefs? Also, the Lions, and how do they build on last year? Asked him the team he can't wait to watch. You'll have to go back and listen, or maybe we'll bring that back in our final hour. But talking about the rookie quarterbacks, including the Patriots, and what they are looking for, what they're looking at, the factors to determine when Drake May might get on the field, Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals, and if and how his absence might impact the Bengals when they welcome back Joe Burrow and then host the New England Patriots. I'm telling you what, I'm getting a little nervous about my Survivor Island pick because if the Bengals don't have Ja'Marr Chase, plus they're just getting Burrow back, I think he'll be fine. Everyone says he looks great. It's just, I don't know. I start to second guess when I have too many days in between the moment I make my pick and the actual game kicking off. I get anxious.
The Patriots are going to be terrible.
Okay.
You don't need to worry about it.
I don't need to change it. No. All right. So I've already saved my pick. Speaking of that, I need someone to help me out. If you don't mind, we have multiple islands in our archipelago. We call this Survivor Pool, Survivor Island. You're going to have to swim with the sharks if you don't survive past week number one. But here's the deal. And actually, I'm going to try to retweet it so somebody can help me out. I have heard that we have another island that's full. But since Pete and I are already signed up, it's not going to tell us that it's an invalid link. That's what happened. So here, I'm going to retweet it at A-Law Radio. If someone who has not yet joined us on Survivor Island could please go and try the link that I just shared. Again, this is on Twix at A-Law Radio. If you could please go and try the link, because I don't have any idea if that's true, if it actually is another full island. You still have a couple of days. No need to freak out. As a matter of fact, you have until Sunday, an hour before the first games kick off. If you're not picking Thursday or Friday, you have until Sunday right before, or an hour before kickoff. So if we have another full island, then we need to set up yet another new link for people to join us, which is amazing because each island holds 500 survivors. We've already got four islands now. And so if we have to add another one, that's terrific. But we just added this new one on Sunday. So that would mean within, not more than, say, 55, 60 hours, we've already filled up another one. That's terrific for business. I'm not complaining. Right. I just need to know if somebody can check it out. So please find it on our, it's actually on my account at A-Law Radio. And then if you let me know if you're having trouble or if you're, this applies to new people, because if you're already in, meaning you've played in the past, well, then you have a spot reserved for you. But if you are new and have never joined us on Survivor Island, then we need you to try, please, to help me out. Also, I'm not sure what's going on or why this is a thing, but we are located in Lower Manhattan. We share studios with our New York affiliate, WFAN. About 3:30 Eastern time, which is 90 minutes into our show, every single day, one of the earliest members of that New York morning show comes in the building and promptly changes the channels. So we have four channels that are considered community channels. I do not know why, because none of them speaks Espanol. I do not know why they have to put on one of the Spanish news channels, but right now they're doing a morning talk show where they're dancing, number one. Number two, they're showing videos that make me blush of people spanking other people. And again, don't know what that's all about, but for some reason, every single morning they watch, I'm not exactly sure which one it is, a Spanish news network.
Telemundo.
Is it El Mundo? Telemundo?
Telemundo.
Telemundo. TV for the world. TV around the world. TV world. Anyway, it's highly distracting. So I'm going to have to change it. This has become a bit of a war. Sometimes it's really annoying when we are actually watching one of the networks, say it's on NFL Network, and right in the middle of that, all of a sudden there are people spanking other people in Spanish. It's just, they're very exuberant at 4:18 Eastern time. And for some reason, even without the sound and the fact that they don't speak Spanish, they need this network up in their studios.
Well, it was on two channels, so I changed one of them to NFL Network.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because for some reason I had too much of it in about 3 minutes. All right, coming up, Peyton Manning. They're adjusting their strategy for Monday Night Football. And did you see the guests that they will have? This is actually released late on Tuesday. They've got a guest list already getting prepped for Monday Night Mannings. And Matt LaFleur. This is cool to think about the Packers' possibilities and what it was like behind the scenes as he and Jordan Love were getting on the same page. And remember, the first half of the Packers season offensively was a bit of a mess. And that's how long it took Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur to get comfortable in his first full year as starter. But once they did, boom, off like a rocket. And so where do they pick up? It's kind of fun to hear Matt talk about it now, looking back. 855-212-4227, online, A-Law Radio. And yes, need help? Let me know whether or not you can get in on Survivor Island. Our Facebook page, too, you can send your last-minute questions for Ask Amy Anything, which is part of our hump show and comes up in 20 minutes here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We do a study in the off-season, just like you do when you're playing. We've learned that when we're interviewing a guest about why they love football and a big play happens, we've got to cut them off or her off and say, hey, hold that thought. I got to tell you what Aaron Rodgers just did here. He just checked to a wide receiver screen versus cover zero, and they just gashed the Niners. Eli and I weren't doing that enough because we didn't want to be rude. We didn't want to interrupt y'all, but the fans have kind of spoken in our little study that we did, and they said, hey, we want to hear about the big plays that happened.
Off the field, on the money, and after hours, it's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, it's really time. We're dialing down. I'm excited to not only break down some of the games for week number one, but just to see how they play out. Because all we've had is questions and player movement, coaches taking new jobs, lots of speculation and analysis as much as you can do during preseason. And now it's almost time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, Peyton Manning, talking about how they're going to get back to their grassroots, which is breaking down plays. Ultimately, that's what Monday Night Football is about. They do have a lot of guests, and they also have nonsense and drivel, which I'm a big fan of. And it's funny, it's eclectic, it's goofy. The interaction between the two brothers is priceless. The first year that we had the Monday Night Mannings, I watched them every single week that they were on. But then last year, and this is a terrible reason, but last year I was in a long distance relationship. My husband and I didn't get married until December, and I couldn't be on the phone with him up until the time Monday Night Football kicked off, because we were on the phone most evenings. Be on the phone with him right until Monday Night Football kicked off and not have any time to do any of my pre-game prep and then watch the Mannings, because a lot of time with the Mannings, you actually don't get as much of the football, or I guess it is more appropriate in my case. I'm paying too much attention to them and not enough to what's happening on the field. So they can be a
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Distraction, but it's so entertaining that I at least will watch the first half. So I just couldn't do it last year. I didn't have enough time around actual prep and being on the phone nonstop. I am so thankful. I never have to do a long distance relationship again, barring some situation where he and I might be separated for a time, whether it's family, something along those lines. But this is why we got married quickly, because we couldn't stand being 1,700 miles apart and having to navigate our relationship by phone. It was rough. I know many people can understand. So anyway, I missed all of last season. I'm back, though. The Mannings are back, and I'm back. Full schedule for the upcoming NFL season. It's Peyton, it's Eli, it's Bill Belichick. How about that? Bill Belichick will be with them for the first half of all 11 episodes, which to me is going to be interesting to navigate because they're all in different places. We know Peyton and Eli, they have a good, healthy back and forth, but they're in different places. Peyton lives in Denver. Eli lives in the New York City area, though I think he lives in Jersey. I don't quote me on that, but I know he lives in the New York metro. So the two of them are in opposite places, already on Zoom calls or something along those lines, video calls. And then when you typically work in a guest, the delay over the video can be rough where they're talking over each other or there are these large gaps where they're waiting for the other person to talk. And so if you have those three plus other guests, that can be kind of rough. I'm hoping that it isn't as awkward as it may seem.
It will be because, like you said, that delay, that's that you can have a half a second and that's it. And then it stutter stepping on each other and doesn't sound good. But we've passed that. I'm interested to see the interaction with Eli mm-hmm. and Belichick. I think that's a nice dynamic. That's something I want to hear. And we've heard Bill Belichick really, you know, expressed his opinion since becoming a commentator. So
right. He's funny, too. Yeah. He's dry humor, but he is funny. And so are Peyton and Eli. Completely different. But yeah, very different to work him into the mix because they're brothers. They're used to doing this. They know each other really well, whereas they've only known Bill in passing because he's only been out of coaching, and I would think it would be a brief stretch out of coaching, but he's only been out of coaching for a couple of months. Now, Peyton is taking full advantage of Bill Belichick as much as he possibly can, meaning while he's out of coaching, they're absolutely going to use him for anything that they want to or can. Belichick is doing a separate show with Peyton called The Breakdown with Peyton and Belichick. 30 minutes, airs on Fridays, and the two of them will break down the upcoming Monday night games. I don't know where this will air. I'm not sure. But I know that they're going all in because their show, it's officially called Monday Night Football with Peyton and Eli, averaged nearly 1.25 million viewers last season. And it also won an Emmy at the 24 Sports Emmys Most Outstanding Live. So kind of neat for them. But Peyton tells Bussin with the boys that they're going to get back to cutting in on their guests. And I would think that they would have fewer guests because they have Belichick. I don't know if you saw this, but they actually released a video. It was kind of a musical to announce that they're back for Monday nights. And they had a whole bunch of stars and celebrities as part of their musical. This is just a trailer, if you will, for what's to come. But Snoop Dogg, Jimmy Kimmel, Andy Reid, Jason Kelce, Kevin Hart, all these different big names with lots of humor. And so they're doing 11 editions of Monday Night Mannings is what I call them. And Bill Belichick will be featured on every single one of the shows. And yeah, they're going all in when it comes to the entertainment value.
That's nice to hear. I'm watching the game. I'm watching Buck and Aikman. Now, my question is, how do they feel about all this? I mean, they probably feel good. They're getting paid. But
right?
The network's paying Buck and Aikman all this mm-hmm. money, and then you have Peyton and Eli doing the same thing on another channel, a part of your network. I wonder how ego-wise it feels for Buck and Aikman.
Yeah, and also the fact that the company, the parent company, is promoting both of them. I think because of the way that Peyton and Eli is structured, where the game is in a window itself, you don't have it on the full screen, that's always going to be an alternate program. And they do this a lot now for college football playoff games, for other big NFL games where they have the alternate broadcast. People maybe who played at those schools or people who have different connections. Sometimes, like for instance, the WNBA games, they would have Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi, I think, who were teammates at Connecticut. They would have those two doing their own commentary about the, whether it be women's Final Four or WNBA playoffs. So it's an alternate, but it's never going to be as big as the actual broadcast. First of all, not enough people know about it. And so that's why they're trying to spread the word. And second of all, it is distracting when someone's talking. They're not trained broadcasters, but they're blabbing over your game. And the game is in a window by itself. It is hard to follow that way.
Yeah. I see the Belichick thing will be appealing to me.
Yes. But, oh, I can't wait.
But if it was some other person, like an actor or a celebrity, I really just want to watch the game.
I got you. All right. Elaine believes she just signed up on Survivor Island. I shared that link. So I do think that there's still space on this last island. My hubby wants to know what we win. Oh, well, you win baked goods. I've decided this year, baked goods, personally baked and mailed to you from my kitchen, Elaine. So thank you for trying to sign up. Make sure you pick one winner per week, and save your pick. All you're trying to do is survive the round of games and get to the next week. All right, final couple minutes to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything at Amy After Hours or on our Facebook page. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Emmanuel Rodriguez.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
All right, Amy. No one is having a better night than the following trio of NFL players. It starts with Trent Williams. He and the Niners agreed to a restructured three-year, $82.66 million deal. This will pay him $27.65 million this season, a league high for offensive linemen. Cam Hayward and the Steelers have agreed to a three-year deal worth $45 million, including $16 million guaranteed. Hayward had his 2023 season shortened by a groin injury. The Jets and nickel corner Michael Carter II have agreed to a three-year extension that will pay him nearly $31 million. The 25-year-old becomes one of the highest-paid slot corners in the league. College football's AP Top 25 rankings are out. Georgia, Ohio State, Texas, Alabama, and Notre Dame are your top five. Florida State drops from 10th to unranked. To the diamond now. Wyatt Langford's slam makes team history.
The payoff pitch swung on and a deep drive to left. That ball is way, way back. That ball is history. A walk-off slam for Wyatt Langford.
Rangers Radio Network. Langford becomes the first Rangers rookie to hit a walk-off grand slam in franchise history as the Rangers stun the Yankees 7-4. 11 blown saves now for Clay Holmes. That leads the league. The Braves, they're still holding on to that final wild card spot in the National League.
The 1-2. Tapper off the plate to the right side. Charging is totally a first baseman. Try to backhand, and he throw it away. Harris is safe. Racing home is Urshela, and the Braves have a 2-0 lead.
Braves Radio Network. Chris Sale records strikeout number 200 on the season as the Braves shut the Rockies out 3-0. It's the eighth time in Sale's career that he achieves that feat. More finals. O's shut the White Sox out 9-0. Nats over the Marlins 6-2. Rays beat the Twins 2-1. Phillies over the Blue Jays 10-9. Mets beat the Red Sox 7-2. Guardians over the Royals 7-1. Pirates quiet the Cubs 5-0. Cardinals beat the Brewers in 12 innings 7-4. Dodgers, they score 4 runs in the 10th inning to beat the Angels 6-2. Seth Brown's walk-off single gets the A's past the Mariners 3-2. And the Giants' comeback attempt comes short. D-backs win 8-7. I'm Manny Rodriguez.
Hey, like us on Facebook. Our handle is INF Sportsnet. That's INF Sportsnet for our Facebook page. This is the Infinity Sports Network.
Hump.
Okay, this is the first time through Ask Amy Anything. First hump show for producer Pete, and we're going to tag team it so that he can figure out how it goes and figure out the rhythm and all that jazz. He's going to take your questions on Twix. I'm going to take the ones on Facebook, and we're going to try to go. It's called Pepper, right? Pepper.
Volley.
Volley and Pepper. We're going to go back and forth and try to answer questions quickly, or I'm going to try to answer the questions quickly. I know sometimes I get bogged down in stories because you all ask me questions about memories or nostalgia. And in this case, we're going to try to go to ones we can answer quickly. And Pete will kind of get the, like I said, the rhythm and figure out how it works. And then eventually he'll take it over. So, yes, it's Ask Amy Anything, sort of. And Pete, you are up first.
All right. Matthew on Twix wants to know, apple juice or orange juice?
Yeah, I love apples. I do not love apple juice. In fact, apple juice, even apple cider makes me want to go, I don't know why. I do love orange juice, though, but here's the only time I drink it, when I have a cold. I crave orange juice when I have a cold. Otherwise, I don't have it in the house. It has a lot of sugar and not something that I really want to have to burn off afterwards. So I do love orange juice. I like it with minimal pulp. And I like freshly squeezed, of course. And when I'm sick, that's all I want.
Really? That's the drink I want the least when I'm sick.
Really?
Yeah, ginger ale. I'll have a ginger ale when I'm sick.
I do not drink coffee when I'm sick either. That's how I know I don't feel well, is I have no taste for coffee. All right, let's go to our Facebook page. Aaron wants to know, hey, you mentioned in the past you like Beverly Hills 90210. Oh, absolutely. What were your favorite characters, plots, or episodes? I can't name episodes, but I will say my favorite characters were Brenda and Dylan, and I was team Brenda and Dylan, not team Kelly and Dylan. And so I was pretty ticked off when Shannon Doherty was the victim of her boyfriend cheating on her. I, too, love Shannon Doherty. I've respected her work and her spirit for a long time. And so it was sad to hear about her losing her battle to brain cancer earlier in the year. Pete.
Willie on Twix wants to know, pumpkin, pecan, or sweet potato pie?
Oh, pumpkin everything. Yeah, the answer is always pumpkin. So clearly that's someone who doesn't listen a lot. Because I'm all about pumpkin, and I will even go pumpkin in the springtime. Not as much, but yes, pumpkin coffee, of course. Pumpkin creamer is something else. I don't use a lot of creamer in my coffee, but when I do, I'll use pumpkin. Pumpkin s'mores. You haven't tried them yet. They are an incredibly delectable version of your standard s'mores. And then something else that's really delicious. Maybe you didn't know pumpkin actually isn't sweet as much as people think it is. It's not. I have a recipe that I've used really every fall for the last 5 years, spicy pumpkin corn chowder, and it's got bacon in it, which is really all you need to know. Pumpkin and bacon. How about that?
Oh, wow. You see, pumpkin is not my top, but I like pumpkin. The thing I don't like is the over the top nature.
The oversaturation of pumpkin.
Thank you. Thank you. It's everything and it's everywhere now, which I think takes a little bit of the luster out of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pumpkin everything. All right, next question from Facebook. David wants to know, what has marriage taught you about yourself? Oh, gosh. Well, it's like a mirror. What marriage has taught me is that I can be incredibly selfish. I'm sure many married couples have encountered that. I spent 25 years living essentially alone and doing whatever I wanted, not whenever I wanted. I mean, I have family, I have friends, they're more important to me. But when you live with someone and the person is there all the time and you have to share your space, yeah, I learned that I can be incredibly selfish. Something else marriage has taught me about myself is that, and I am a good listener. People in my life would tell you I'm a good listener. But that it's a challenge sometimes when you really want to get what you want to say out, especially in a conflict or an argument, to sit and wait and have a fair fight, so to speak, where we're both talking and I need to listen to him first before I'm thinking about what I want to say next. I do that all the time in my professional life, but in my personal life, it's something that we talk differently, right? And also, he processes by thinking, which means he's quiet, which freaks me out. I process by talking, which sometimes, I don't want to say it freaks him out, but sometimes it's not what he wants. And so we process conflict very differently. So that's something else that I've learned about me, but also learned about him. So yeah, it's a learning process. 8.5 months in, I dare say we've only scratched the surface. Pete.
Hey, look, we're still learning after 5 years. I mean, it's just how marriage is.
I have some friends who've been married 60 years, and yep. He tells me we're still working at it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to rephrase this question. It's from Carl on Twix. If your team wins the division title, do you throw a party or have a beer?
If my team wins the division title, do I throw a party? Neither. A division title is great. It helps you get into the playoffs, of course, because it guarantees you a berth. Doesn't necessarily guarantee you a great seed, though you know that you're in the top four. I don't think division title means a whole lot other than that. And so I don't throw a party. I'll wait until there's something more to celebrate.
Yeah, with the luck of my teams, I wait till there's a championship and there's a celebration with the championship. That's when I celebrate.
Although the way that, while we're talking NFL, the Broncos have had an 8-year playoff drought and it's been abysmal. So I don't know. In 2024, if somehow a team other than the Chiefs wins the AFC West and it happens to be Denver, I might throw a party. I might actually amend that. All right, moving back to Facebook. Louise wants to know, do you have a favorite food to bring to a potluck meal? Oh, yeah. Chili. I'm always showing off my chili skills. In fact, I just made chili on Tuesday and made it before I went for my training run and then came back and, oh my gosh, the Hubs made fresh guacamole. So we had hint of lime chips with guacamole. Amazing. And then chili with sour cream and shredded mozzarella on top. And it was a terrific pre-fall meal. It's not fall yet, though. I got to tell you, right now in my neighborhood, temps are in the upper 40s. Mm-hmm. How about that? We left a few windows open, but I love this hint of fall in my neighborhood.
Yeah, we live by the water, and it's the hint of fall is definitely in the air. I didn't know if I needed a jacket now. We're getting that close. All right. I don't have a name for this one, but this person asks, are jelly-filled donuts real donuts or just small cakes?
No, they're donuts. They're donuts. I'll give you that. In fact, anything that's stuffed into a donut is intriguing. My favorite, I think, is the Krispy Kreme with the actual cream when the donut is warm and just out of the oven. Oh, awesome. Yeah, so that's terrific. Let's see. On the heels of me mentioning my training run, I see this from Jamie. When is your mini marathon, my half marathon? My next one is 3 weeks from Saturday. It's going to be tough to train because we have a wedding in Texas, but I'm going to have to figure it out. So I did go running on Tuesday evening because the temps were in the mid-60s. It was gorgeous. Brand new pair of kicks. Oh, my goodness. Nothing like having a brand new pair of ASICS gel to just make me feel like I'm running on a cloud. They are miracle workers. And so, yes, it's coming up on September 28th. It's the same one that I did last year in the tropical storm. Temps in the 40s and 50-mile-per-hour winds. I'm hoping it goes better and the weather is a little nicer this time.
We'll go to Twix. Dan wants to know, how's Bob acclimating to the New York area?
Oh, he hates the traffic. He hates the number of cars on the roads. He and I split the driving, but he likes to drive his truck. He doesn't drive a lot during the week since he works from home, drives to and from the gym. But yeah, he gets really upset, just the traffic and the, even his, maybe it's because his phone is a Texas phone, even his maps on his phone, so that he has an iPhone, I don't. His maps can't keep up with the number of roads and people and going everywhere. And so, yeah, there's a trial and error, if you will. So he does get frustrated. I know that he loves the weather so far. It's obviously a lot cooler than Texas most of the time. And he really does love our neighborhood that we live in. You wouldn't know that you're 15 miles from Manhattan. But the traffic and the number of people all the time, that he's still adjusting to the faster pace of life.
And we'll, I'll take Twix here. We have a Mr. Candy. Mr. Candy wants to know,
no.
Does ketchup and mustard belong on a hot dog or just one or the other?
See, I actually don't eat hot dogs, but when I did, I only use ketchup. So I'm not a big mustard fan. I like horseradish mustard on a wrap or a sandwich, but mostly I'm a ketchup girl. And honestly, that's the only thing I use ketchup on is burgers or actually we had kielbasa as part of our Labor Day cookout. So I did have ketchup for kielbasa. Let's see. Gary wants to know, who does most of the driving, you or Bob? Well, considering our experience over the weekend, when we got turned around a bunch, it might be me moving forward. one more too. And I love this one from Reggie, of the seven fishes, which is your favorite? Do you know what seven fishes he's referring to?
Yes, around Christmas time.
Christmas Eve, Italian families do seven fishes. That's their big Christmas Eve meal. And when we have smaller gatherings, sometimes we only get to four or five fishes. But my favorite is always the shrimp. Always. Though I do love squid. That's another one. We have salmon. We've had orange roughy in the past or a lemon sole. Love the fish, but the shrimp is always my favorite part of it.
Never did the seven fishes.
No?
Never did it. We are the lasagna Christmas Eve house.
Nice.
But if I I'm not a big fish eater, so I would say shrimp would probably be my favorite.
Are you getting in one more or are you done?
I'll give you one more. This is where I just lost it. There it is. I don't have a name for this one, but what is your goal in working with a producer?
Well, the goal is to have a technically sound show. The goal is to put out entertaining radio. The goal is to be able to have a bunch of different features and elements. that are fun and fast-paced and moving. And certainly the goal is good communication. So all of those things, working with a new producer, they're a challenge just until we can find a rhythm similar to, say, a quarterback and a wide receiver. Let's see. Therese wants to know, what's your least favorite chore? Laundry, dishes, or other? Oh my gosh, I hate dusting. So when Bob and I were outlining the various chores that and how we would divvy them up, I told him, I don't dust. Every 6 months, maybe. So if you want furniture that's dusted, that's all you. He doesn't like laundry, so I do all the laundry. He does the dusting. We split bathrooms. We split dishes. We split cooking. I do the floors because he doesn't like to do the floors, and that's fine. He takes out the trash, and he kills the spiders. I no longer have to do that. It's amazing. Thank you for your questions. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.